Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another great week of Help for HD Radio. This is BJ View, your guest host for the evening. Melissa is your main host, and she's using one of her very few vacation days that she has. So I was asked to take over and try and fill her big shoes, and we are live, online, and podcasting all about Huntington's disease tonight. A special thanks goes out to Lundbeck, Inc. for bringing us Xenazine, the first FDA-approved drug for chorea associated with HD, and for supporting Help for HD. On a special note today, it is International Rare Disease Day, and as many of you already know, Huntington's disease is one of 6,000 rare diseases in the world, which affects approximately 25 million people. Please help NORD, the National Organization for Rare Diseases, by going to www.rarediseaseday.us. Once again, that's www.rarediseaseday.us, and click the button that asks you to raise your hand. For every click, Lundbeck will donate $1 towards NORD. And for more information on NORD, you can visit www.rarediseases.org. As a reminder, everyone out there listening live, we will be taking calls into the show today, and would love to hear from all our listeners. The call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 or 877-497-4103. After dialing a number, you'll have the option to either stay online and listen, or if you press 1, you'll be sent into the host queue, and you'll be able to ask your questions or make any comments you have. So once again, we'd love to have any questions come into the show. The number is 310-982-4227 or 877-497-4103, and press 1 to be connected to the show. Tonight's show consists of a couple special guests who are here to talk to us about a unique fundraising event that has been growing with popularity that helps raise awareness and funds for HD. It's not your typical Team Hope Walk or benefit dinner. It's not a hoopathon or a silent auction, but they call this event Lawnmower Racing. And tonight we have Mike Rattel, the producer and director of an in-the-making documentary of this sport called On Your Mark, Get Set, Mow. And we also have Jason McCullough, a national champion lawnmower racer who has a very personal connection to the sport and raising money for Huntington's disease. Currently, we got Jason on the phone with us right now. Mike is hopefully going to be joining us, too. But Jason, hey, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very well, BJ. Thank you for having us on, and hopefully we can have a little fun.
Yes, exactly. But I got to start off by asking this question. What is lawnmower racing? Explain this to me a little bit. Help me and the audience understand, what is lawnmower racing?
Well, like most true-blooded Americans, we'll race anything with wheels. So 1992 rolled around, and our friends at the Gold Eagle Company with Stabil decided to work on a promotion with Bruce Kaufman and kicked off the United States Lawnmower Racing Association. That association started with a one-day national event where people brought modified lawnmowers out to race for speed on like a road course. And since then, it's grown into an actual national sport with a few sanctioning bodies and hundreds of competitors nationwide.
Hmm. And when you say national sport, is it really around the country? How many races do they have?
Nationally, in the United States Lawnmower Racing Association, which I'm a part of, there's literally hundreds of local chapters and local venues that do it, as well as venues that are regional points races. And then we have a final race, the Stabil Keeps Grass Fresh Finals, that's hosted Labor Day weekend in Delaware, Ohio.
And how did you figure out you wanted to get into lawn? Did you race before, or how did you figure out you wanted to race lawnmowers? How did you find the organization?
Well, originally, I found the organization through actually a television series. I saw the U.S. Summer Marae on TNN show, and just it caught my fancy. I'd always wanted to race in some way, shape, or form, and being that I worked for my dad, who is a John Deere and Toro dealer, you know, I thought what better where else would I have an advantage but right there? I've got access to the machines, and I like to go fast. So we put the two together, and 11 years later, I'm sitting here with 5 national titles up to my name.
Wow. And you say fast. I heard they can go up to 40 or 60 miles per hour. Is that true?
Our on-track speeds are usually, because of the size of the track, we're capped at about 40 to 45 mile an hour. But if you took one of our modified machines and just ran it flat out, a co-competitor of mine, Bob Cleveland, took his out to the Salt Flats at Utah and actually set the Guinness Book of World Records for the second time. He raised his best time to 96.5 mile an hour last September.
Wow. Are they dangerous? Is it scary at all, or is it does it take definitely some skill to drive one of these things?
Racing a mower is kind of unique to itself. It has some elements that are a lot like racing a go-kart. We borrow some of the technology from those, but we're sitting a lot higher off the ground than a go-kart is. We're using a lawnmower chassis, a lawnmower engine, a lawnmower transmission, and we're modifying them to do things that they're just not meant to do. So there are occasions where it can get a little scary, but I guess if you're not a little bit scared, at least, then you're not quite going fast enough.
It sounds like something I could have used when I was mowing my grass back in the day, get it done a little faster. But the races raise money for Huntington's disease. How did that all come about now?
Well, about 2 years into the sport, I really wanted to have a race in my hometown, because I had started traveled to a few different venues and seen what other venues were doing. So I approached my family on it, as using it as a fundraiser to raise awareness and money for Huntington's disease, and they thought it would be a great idea. So we put our heads together with our Michigan chapter, which is the Michigan Lawnmower Racing Association, and we put together a local chapter event, and that took off pretty well for a first year event. And I think it was 2 years worth of a local chapter event. Then we decided to step it up and bring a national race in, which would bring more competitors and hopefully more spectators and more money and awareness to Huntington's disease. So it's pretty amazing. The last 2 years, we've brought in $15,000 a year that we've donated right to Huntington's disease research.
Oh, that's awesome. How's all the money being raised? Is it entry fees? Do you guys have, you know, can spectators come and watch? And, what kind of things are you doing to raise $15,000?
Oh, there's all kinds of little things that we do, but there's no charge for the racers to race. They show up and race, and between one driver and one pit crew member, their insurance fees are covered and their entry fees and all that. The spectators, I think our going rate's been $5 a head at the gate, 12 and up on the kids. Kids below that are enter free. We do things as simple as pass a money bucket around and kind of pass that through the audience to raise money that way. We've occasionally auctioned off items. We've had a hood that I had smashed up that they cut into pieces that all the drivers autographed, and that went up for bid 1 year. The last couple of years, we've actually been raffling off a race-ready lawnmower, one that's actually assembled from the ground up to do the racing sport. And both years, that machine has brought in about $4,000 out of that $15,000 that we donate. $4,000 come right from that raffle machine. So we have lots of different ways that we do it. My dad's business, Four Seasons Yard and Sport Equipment here, they split the cost for hosting the U.S. venue. So as far as the timing and scoring fees and all the entry fees, they cover that along with our Michigan chapter. We split that 50-50 with our local chapter, which we're real fortunate that they support us in that way. And we host the 2-day event and all the proceeds that way. Every dollar that we get from advertising to the gate fees to to the concessions, everything that we pull in goes right to Huntington's disease, which is great.
Hmm. And if people out there want to look up to see if there's a race in their community, is there a place where they can find that online, or what would they search?
Well, the most complete search would be under letsmo.com. That's our United States Longhorn Racing Association large parent body, their site. And they actually have a Google map that'll have pinpricks anywhere on the United States, wherever there's a race, whether it be at the local level or at the national level.
Letsmo.com. That's what it was, letsmo.com?
Yep, letsmow.com.
Okay. And Mike, is that you out there? Did you join us?
Yes, I'm here. This is Mike Hotel. Can you hear me?
I can. How you doing, Mike?
I've been better, actually. I'm, like, really, really ill right now. I've been bedridden most of the day. Please accept my apologies for joining the conversation late.
That's okay. You're just on time. We were just kind of, you know, talking to Jason, getting a little bit about the background of the sport and his background on Huntington's. But, you know, it's kind of right when I wanted to bring you in and hear a little bit more about the documentary. And, you know, we just learned a little bit about kind of what lawnmower racing about was. But how did you get involved in lawnmower racing and have an idea to make a documentary out of it?
Well, it was a few years ago. A friend of mine and I were driving down, coming back from Richmond, Virginia, to go see a minor league baseball game. And my buddy Will lives in what I like to call the real Virginia. And they certainly do like the motorsports down there. And on the way back to the baseball game, he has suggested that one day we'll have to go to a NASCAR race. And I told him that I wasn't perhaps so keen on the idea. And that was the point that he told me that people raced lawnmowers. And I threatened to throw him out of my car because I never heard such a ridiculous thing in my entire life. And sure enough, you know, a couple years later, I was at my desk at work and did a Google search. And sure enough, they don't do, they race some lawnmowers, and it's really well organized.
And that, did you go to a race, or how did you get the motivation to, you know, not only just kind of hear about it, but then decide to make a documentary out of it?
Well, I had always been involved with, like, you know, some level of, you know, like, independent filmmaking at some level for a number of years, and always wanted to, you know, do my own project. And, you know, initially I said, you know, this may be my ticket, or maybe, you know, a story to tell you that people would want to see. And maybe, you know, maybe I'll just, you know, follow these guys around for a couple of weeks. With the cheap camcorder, and, you know, I was on my way to Sundance. I found that it works a little differently than that. As a matter of fact, it works a whole lot differently than that. I have been following the lawnmower races around since 2007, and for the first year or so, I just kind of like feeling my way around and looking for a story. And it was at a Tennessee race that the McCoolas, who I met a number of times before, you know, I just saw them standing in their pit area working on their mowers, and I said, you know, that's a story to tell. That's a story of how people use the sport of lawnmower racing to raise money and awareness for Huntington's disease. You know, it's interesting, and it's a story that needs to be told. And, you know, I asked for their blessing, and I asked them to discuss it with their family, and they told me immediately, within seconds, go for it, do it. That's your scope, that's your treatment.
Sure. That's great. Jason, what is your history with Huntington's? What's your connection?
Well, Huntington's disease runs on my dad's side of the family. And at this point in time, my dad is one of 8 siblings, and he is one of 2 that are not showing signs of the disease. In fact, I have 2 uncles that are, one is in hospice care right now, and the other is really starting to progress pretty badly here. And, you know, the other siblings have all passed away due to complications of the disease already.
Sorry to hear that. And So you guys really just kind of wanted to use your hobby as a way to fight back, I guess, fight for your family?
We wanted to do it for a number of reasons, you know, with, of course, the Korea movements and a lot of the stigma that happens with people that move the way that, that my uncles and aunts have moved. People really didn't understand, and we had to do a job of educating them of, you know, what's actually going on, that they're not inebriated or they're not ill in that fashion, that it was an actual medical condition that, that was causing them to act the way they were. And you know, that and just the overall fact that, you know, it, here on Rare Disease Day, that it is one of the rare diseases that are out there that not too many people know about necessarily.
Hmm. Have you seen the increase in knowledge about Huntington's go up since you've been having the races in the lawnmower community and surrounding areas?
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, because we've taken, you know, a fun event and this great cause that we have, we actually see a lot of carryover. There isn't really a day that I go through work where it doesn't come up. You know, here at the store, people come in and they mention it all the time. Of course, we've got our trophies around the wall, and they kind of look up and they'll be inquisitive about that. But there's a lot of times where they'll be walking in and they'll say, "You guys doing it again this year?" And they're count us in. We'll be there. We'll watch and we'll definitely contribute. So it really has done a really nice thing in our area to make people aware of it. And you know, it's always a conversation piece as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
And Mike, one of the goals of the documentary, if I'm not mistaken, is to increase awareness about Huntington's disease. Where's the documentary at right now? Is it filmed? Is it done? How close is it to be finished?
Well, it's mostly, you know, a story about people who race lawnmowers. You know, by and large, you know, but like, you know, there is a solid narrative about, you know, how the United States Lawnmower Racing Association hosts a race in Sparta. And in order for my audience to know what Huntington's disease is, I've conducted interviews with Arlo Guthrie, who many of you know, lost his father Woody to the disease. Dr. Karen Anderson of the University of Baltimore, Dr. Carol Manning of University of Virginia, and Dr. Tim O'Neill, who's a practicing pediatrician who's married into a Huntington's disease family. Those three medical professionals, and I also have Peter Hoekstra, Congressman Peter Hoekstra, and Congressman Bob Filner, talking about H.R. 678 and how important it is that it's going to be passed to positively affect the lives of those stricken with this disease. But basically, all the footage is filmed. I just had a friend of mine in Chicago return a tape to me that he shot with an interview with our president, Bruce Kaufman. And so all the footage is going through like post-production, going through over 100 hours of the footage, and selecting what could possibly be included in the movie. And then it'll be time to bring my editor in, John Kinhart. John Kinhart won Best Documentary at the Coney Island Film Festival a couple of years ago with his documentary on filmmaker Don Dollier. So I'm in pretty good company with John and everybody else.
So that's great. So it seems like you've been working on it a couple of years. The end is in sight. Do you have a goal for when you want it to be done or when you're hoping to have the final product?
Yeah, certainly. Great question. As they say in lawnmower racing, the finish line is certainly in sight. And I'm hoping to bring in John sometime in January. There was a sizable donation so we could get started with a post-production fund, but we'd have to raise some more money in order to finish the film.
Hmm. And, you know, what's the goal? What are you going to do with the movie when it's done? Are you going to bring it to festivals? Are you going to, you know, what are your plans after that?
Yeah, we're definitely going to do the festival circuit and, you know, have it play at festivals. And, you know, I think it's likely that it's going to get a distribution deal.
Well, that sounds good. Is there anything our listeners out there can do to help with the film, or is there a preview out there that we can go and watch at all?
Yeah, actually, great question. There's a trailer that features a lawnmower racing Congressman Bob Hoekstra, Pete Hoekstra, and Dr. Tim O'Neill, and a whole bunch of lawnmower racing, and the McCullough family, of course. And the trailer is available at Mower Movie, M-O-W-E-R, movie.com. If you just Google Lawnmower Racing Documentary, I'm always the number one hit. But we're trying to raise money. We're trying to raise $6,000 to finish the movie. Nice chunk of change, but when you're talking about, you know, finishing, you know, a documentary, you know, it's... most places are much higher than that. You know, I've worked really, really, I've done unbelievable things to keep costs down, but it hasn't affected the final project at all, you know.
Sure. So for all of you guys out there, you can check out the preview of the movie at mowermovie.com. And is there a place, if people are interested in helping out financially, that they can make a donation, or can they contact you, Mike, or how would they do that?
Yeah, they can go to the website. For small donations, I'm offering perks like T-shirts and guest passes to the test screening, which will probably be sometime in May. For larger donations, because I have a fiscal sponsor, I'm allowed to offer tax deductions on donations. And all that can be done at mowermovie.com.
And Mike, where are you out of? Where are you going to have some type? Are you going to have some type of pre-screening where people can check out the preview when it's done? What state are you in?
I'm in Washington D.C.
Okay. So anyone out there in Washington D.C., you'll have to keep updated on when it's going to come out. And you know, Mike, is there anything else you want to talk about the film?
No, that's pretty much it. It's important to know that the lawnmower racing community is such a benevolent community, and so many of the racers, you know, the Sparta race to raise money for Huntington's disease is a must-attend race for the lawnmower racing community. And everybody, the media, local businesses, Stephanie Webb from WZZM-TV, Flounder from 94.5, Thunder Country, Ron Campbell from the Grand Rapids Press. Everybody in Western Michigan is just on top of this thing, like you would have believed. They just get such great support from the community out there. It's really nice to see.
That's great. And Jason, if anyone is interested in getting involved in lawnmower racing, getting involved in a fundraising, where can they go, or is there someone they can contact again?
Best source for most of your information is going to be on that letsmow.com. We also have a site for the Huntington's disease race. It's hdmowerraces.com. And I believe my sister runs that site, and she probably needs to update it a little bit, but at least there's a good overview of what we do out there. So.
And when is the race this year?
Our race is the third weekend in July, so let's see, I believe the actual race dates is Saturday and Sunday, so we'll be on the 16th and 17th this year.
Okay, and that's in what city and state?
We're in Sparta, Michigan, and it's out at the Paul C. Miller Sparta Airport, out at the airport grounds there on the east end of the grounds.
Well, that sounds great. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on the show. Mike, good luck finishing everything up. I hope one, you feel better, and two, that you get the money raised to put this to action. We'll be paying attention. We'll be looking for it on the website. Jason, thanks for coming on and sharing your story, and you know, letting everybody know that there's always fun and unique ways to raise money for Huntington's disease. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. And Melissa, we'll be back with you next Monday with some more exciting guests. But that's all for me tonight. And everybody have a great evening. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yep, you too.
Talk to you soon, Jason.
Hello?
We all signed off.